I'm Scoot. Ron Samford is the president and CEO of Metairie Bank, and he joins us again on this Wednesday afternoon. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you're on the beach in Perdido Key. So this is an inspiration for young people to want to grow up and become a bank president and CEO.
I hope so. It's a beautiful sight. If you've been to Perdido Key, it's our favorite.
I have. Now, be honest. Yeah. Have you ever been to the Pink Pony?
Indeed, I have. I must admit.
Indeed,
to that.
I have too. I've been more times than I can actually remember, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And you know, you got to love
it as well.
And I was just going to say, you got to love the Floribama. I remember there was one time when the Floribama, when payphones were still around. And the cost of a payphone in Florida was different than the cost in Alabama. So on the Alabama side was one price for the payphone. On the Florida side, there was another price for the payphone. Ron, let's talk about the Louisiana Main Streets Recovery Grant Program. This is something that is going to touch a lot of people.
It really is. It's going to have a big impact, and I think it's a well designed plan. Just a little bit of the history of it. It's a carve-out of the $1.8 billion that Louisiana received from the federal government through the CARES Act. And of that $1.8 billion, the state legislature carved out $275 million to issue grants to qualified small businesses who are Louisiana domiciled. And it's not like the Paycheck Protection Program. It's not a loan and forgiveness program. It's a true grant. But it's also an expense reimbursement program. So it doesn't cover lost revenues, lost income. You have to have your business had to have been interrupted and you suffered as a result and you spent some monies, such things as maybe you had to hire people to deliver meals. So that's a cost.
Okay.
You had to hire do the plexiglass shields. That's a cost. A number of costs that you would have had to incur because of the COVID. Those will be reimbursable through this program.
So it's the Louisiana Main Street Recovery Grant Program. And what's the best way for people to find out more information?
It's a really good website they've put up is www.louisianamainstreet.com. And you can go to the website and ask you 6 questions to determine if you're eligible. And then if you are, they'll tell you what kind of documents you're going to need to apply.
Right.
And it won't be available until next week on the 28th is when the website's there now, but it won't be able for application until the 28th.
Well, and it's important for people to jump on this very quickly because we all hear about how, well, when it comes to a certain program or a certain a thing that's happened, it's like, oh, well, the money's run out. So you want to jump on this right away.
You have to, and you've seen too, Scoot, we unfortunately have suffered some major snafus on the computer side of these new programs here in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. The unemployment issue, the $250 stimulus payment, even trying to file your state taxes. So hopefully they've set this website up properly to deal with that volume. But I would try to get in early Tuesday, if at all possible. A couple more things, if I might, that are peculiar to the program.
Sure.
There's $40 million of that $275 million set aside for majority-owned businesses by women, minorities, and veterans. So if you're 50% or more owner, and you're a woman, a minority, or a veteran, you get access to that $40 million. Solely, and you have a priority for the first 60 days of the program. So that's a plus for sure.
Okay. Ron, let's go over the website again. Is it Louisiana spelled out, not LA? It's Louisiana spelled out, Main
Correct.
Street Recovery. Give me that
no,
address again.
Just Main Street, LouisianaMainStreet.com.
Okay.
Now you can also.
And this is going to be available on Tuesday.
For application, it's available now for information, but the program won't kick off until Tuesday, and it is administered by John Schroeder, the state treasurer. So it's his department. You can also get through it through the Louisiana
Hanging
treasurer.
Out there. Do you get a sense that people are taking the coronavirus seriously?
I did until I came to Florida, Scoot. To be honest, there are a lot of people down here, and there's not a lot of mask wearing, to be frank. In fact, my wife and I were a little surprised. Of course, they're on the beach, and there's fresh air, and maybe it is a healthy environment, but they seem to have be pretty carefree so far. So we'll see how that plays.
You know, if there's a group, you know, when you go to the beach, you know, when you go to the beach, you quite often go with family and people that you live with and are very close to. So social distancing in many cases would not be that crucial. But if people are just meeting a bunch of friends and strangers at the beach and not social distancing, that would not be a good thing.
It doesn't seem to be that good. Even if there are, you know, several different families meeting together, that doesn't seem to be that good. There is one complex next door to us here where there's 9 or 10 different tents set up right next to each other, and they're flying an LSU flag. So. You just don't know.
Well, you know, happy about that, but yeah, we need. I still think we need to social distance. So I guess in your area and on the beach in the Alabama Riviera, I guess it's Corona beer, not the coronavirus, that people are concerned about.
That seems to be the case for sure.
All right. Yeah. Ron Sanford, CEO and president of Metairie Bank. Go ahead. Yeah.
There's just one more thing about the program people should know. For the first 3 weeks, the first 21 days, and I forgot to mention this, it's important. If you received SBA assistance, the Paycheck Payment Protection Plan loan, or any kind of business interruption proceeds for your COVID-19 losses, you will not be eligible to apply for this Main Street Recovery Grant program initially. Okay. After 3 weeks, if there's money left, then you can come back into the program and apply.
All right. So, good point. Ron Sanford, president, CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you for spending time with us.
It's a pleasure, Scoot. Take care.